FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Now, research shows that every inhalation a smoker delivers more than 5,000 harmful chemicals into the body. And among them is, number one, tar, a sticky black substance that coats the teeth and gums, damages the enamel and settles deep into the lungs and airwaves. And over time, this damage can lead to serious conditions like bronchitis. Now, the dopamine rush caused by nicotine tricks the brain into feeling the pleasure, making smoking highly addictive and incredibly difficult to quit. Now, for many years, cultural norms kept women from smoking openly. It was seen as something to hide. But as time went on, more women began to smoke in public. And for some, it even became a symbol of independence and empowerment. Now, studies show that between 6.5 and 11% of South African women are tobacco smokers. This number is lower than that of men, but it's still a serious public health concern. Why? Because smoking, to be honest with you, does increase the chances of one developing variety of cancers. And for women, cervical cancer is the result of smoking, which is the second most common cancer among women in South Africa. Now, as we close off the month of women, we're not saying women shouldn't smoke while men can. What we're doing is opening up the conversation about the health risks, the social pressures, and the support that we have to make sure that we give to women in order to encourage them to inform themselves about taking, you know, before they take decisions, which I do agree that sometimes it's not a deliberate decision that every woman takes when they decide to smoke. There are a variety of reasons, but it's very important for us to have what we call informed decisions, whether as a man or a woman. Now, on the line, we are joined by Ingrid Baame, who is a project manager at the National Council Against Smoking with nearly 5 years of experience in tobacco control advocacy. She is joining us on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I am good, thank you. And thank you so much for having me in the show, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Now, there are a variety of reasons why people, whether you are a woman or a man, start smoking. But perhaps from your experience interacting with different young women, what's the core reason behind that?
I think if we had to take it back a couple of years or even a couple of decades, looking at why it is that women engage with different tobacco products, the main purpose or the main reason behind it actually has a lot to do with marketing. So when we look at different marketing strategies that were used around the 1960s and 1970s, this is basically within the West, like in the US and Europe and stuff like that, the tobacco industry was marketing quite heavily to women in terms of making smoking seem very, you know, sexy, very alluring, you know. Even if you look at the design of different cigarettes back in the day that were specifically marketed to women, they were long and sleek and had this very sexy appeal about it. And also the messaging behind it was that, you know, you're a woman, you have independence, you can take charge of your life, and you can make whatever decision you want to make, and somewhat leading to a form of rebelling against the system. And that's how young people or women were lured into smoking back in the day. But when we bring it back to today, right now, why it's so common amongst, you know, a woman, whether we're talking about African women or we're talking about women abroad, why it's so common for women to be smoking, it really is because they have and there still is marketing tools that are used specifically to lure young women into these products and give them the impression that they are powerful, they can take charge of their lives, they can make whatever decisions they want. However, it's not talking about the risks that are associated with consuming these products.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you think of nicotine, we always associate it with cigarette. But let's talk about nicotine containing smoking products that we have in this day and age, particularly used by young women.
Mm-hmm. So nicotine can be found in a lot of tobacco products, like you said before. Nicotine can be found in cigarettes, which isn't as popular amongst young people right now. But also nicotine can be found in hublies. Nicotine can be found in vapes, which is actually the proper name for it, and I'll refer to it as e-cigarettes and not really vape, because I think that's what makes it so normal. So it is quite a thing. You also found nicotine pouches, and essentially when you look at nicotine is a substance that is an addictive substance that has this dopamine effect, like I had mentioned at the beginning. A dopamine effect that once you're coming back, you know, once you have a hit, it feels really good. There is some form of euphoria, but eventually comes down, and when it comes down, then there is an itch to continue with this. So this isn't something that captures this woman, but it does capture any user that is either using cigarettes, hardly, or vapes. If you're consuming these products, you're definitely consuming nicotine. And also, just to mention, nicotine is also something that you find in hardcore drugs as well, like you have in heroin, like you have in cocaine. They too have nicotine, which is obviously the substance that keeps clearing you back.
Mm. Let's talk about the short and long-term health risks of smoking, especially the ones that affect women in particular, as we are focusing on women's health and Women's Month. Let's start off with the short term. What are they?
So short term effects, I think the one biggest one would have to be the fact that really, really quickly you get addicted to nicotine, like we had mentioned. The whole purpose behind nicotine is to get you addicted and to get you hooked. But a lot of what we're seeing in terms of how nicotine, or rather how tobacco products, whether it's cigarettes or hardly or vapes, how these affect the body is that it really does, you know, increase your chances of getting lung disease or getting some form of lung cancers as well. Cigarettes, and also, like you had mentioned, you said that, you know, cigarettes has about 5,000 chemicals, and in actual fact, it's about 7,000 chemicals, some being detected and some we not even know about. And short-term, there's the addiction factor to it. Short-term, there is the dependency that one has. But when we look at it from a long-term perspective, we're looking at cancer, we're looking at cardiovascular disease, we're looking at, you know, the rotting of any oral disease that you would get, you know. Also, when you think about stuff like hubly, the fact that, you know, one can easily get infectious diseases that can get spread around, because this is essentially a pipe that's getting passed down from person to person. And, you know, there are also a number of studies that have been conducted to look at, you know, the health risks associated with e-cigarettes and vaping. And we've seen a couple of videos, you know, circulate on social media talking about popcorn lungs, you know, which is, you know, essentially when there's lung water in the lungs and the lungs can't function on their own. So there are quite a number of, you know, long-term and short-term effects to these products. And the bottom line of it is that these products are not aiding in any type of way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, young people tend to believe that, well, if I don't smoke cigarette, or rather smoke vape, your e-cigarettes or your hardly, because apparently, according to their belief, it is less harmful. I mean, how true is this? And if it's not true, I would also like to take this moment to educate the masses that, hey, whoever told you that hardly is less harmful than cigarette, well, you were lied to.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when we talk at hubly, just about hubly in itself, look, a 1 hour session, if you're chilling with your friends and you guys have a hubly pipe up, and it's been about an hour of you guys tossing the pipe around, or you're sitting alone in your room and you're smoking a hubly, that is essentially equivalent to you having smoked 100 cigarettes within 1 hour. You get what I mean? So that in itself clearly indicates that substance in itself isn't less harmful than another product. And then when we look at, for instance, with vapes relating to how harmful those products are, vapes, you know, consuming them, there's this narrative talking about how it's less harmful. And the reason why it is seen as less harmful is because it's a new product on the market. Not a lot of research has been done, and research is currently underway as we speak. But, you know, I think the example I like to use when we're doing, you know, engagements in different settings with young people is that if you're jumping off a 10-story building and you're jumping off a 50-story building, at the end of the day, you're still going to fall and you're still going to get hurt. You get what I mean? So we can't want to say that the one product is less harmful than the other one if the effects will remain the same.
Now, let's talk about how difficult it can be once you are hooked in this nicotine world, especially for those who'd like to, you know, stop smoking any nicotine-containing product. Because of, you know, I sometimes hear people telling me that, well, I've been smoking for 20 to 30 years. You know, I can't. I try by all means to stop smoking. How difficult it is for anyone, either as a young person or as an older person, to just, you know, give up smoking? And what makes it very, very difficult?
I think, you know, there are a lot of factors that contribute towards it being, you know, very difficult for people to quit smoking. Because one, if you've done it for a number of years, it becomes part of your fiber. It becomes part of your everyday routine. You know, smokers usually, when they wake up, the first thing in the morning they want to do is have a cigarette, or they want to puff their vape. You get what I mean? Take a drag of that. Or, you know, it becomes automatic. As soon as you're done having a meal, you know, you either smoke a cigarette or you smoke a vape. But also the social settings that we find ourselves in, because if you're a smoker and you're trying to quit smoking, you find yourself in environments where there are other smokers, it's not a supportive environment. It makes it so much more harder. But also when we look at just the fibers of society, if you're a smoker and you're walking into, let's say, a Pick n Pay or a Checkers or a ShopRite, the fact that there's a kiosk right there showing the product that you want to buy right there and you're trying to avoid it, that lures you to it. So there are quite a number of factors that contribute to people having a difficulty smoking. These also include having some form of self-discipline, and also having the willpower to say, okay, I'm going to quit this. I'm going to have to fight with the substance that keeps luring me in, you know, because at the end of the day, we're talking about a nicotine dependency and nicotine addiction. So it does become difficult. However, there really, really is ways to go about it in terms of having to look at how it is you can quit smoking. Often we like to recommend for people to go cold turkey. That works for some people and some people it doesn't. Some people would prefer to cut down, ease the way, the amount of, you know, tobacco that they're consuming, and ease it down bit by bit until they're either reaching, you know, to like, you know, having a vape, you know, hitting it about 3 times a day as opposed to very constantly, or even having 1 cigarette a day until you're absolutely done with it. And sometimes people do relapse. It happens. It is quite natural too, but also it's about taking the willpower to continue on in a journey of choosing yourself, of choosing to take control of your life, choosing to take back your power, and ensuring that you don't have the substance that is controlling you, that you're the one in control and not the substance.
Now, as the project manager at the National Council Against Smoking, with nearly 5 years, I would like you to speak to a parent, a guardian who is currently living with a teenager smoking, and you know, it becomes very difficult as a parent to know how to navigate and know how to, you know, deal with a teenager who just started smoking. Because what they do is they will start with by vaping. After vaping, they smoke cigarette. From cigarette, they start smoking weed, and from weed now they move into your drugs, and all of a sudden they go to your nyaupe. How would you like to advise parents to deal with their children professionally, you know?
I think the truth of the matter is that, you know, with any challenge that you might have with a child, I think guilt tripping won't work. That's one. having to scold and shout and all of that, putting that is something that won't be effective. But if anything, I would really encourage parents and also even those who are guardians and friends of those who are smokers to be able to have a sit down with these individuals and actually have an honest and frank conversation, talking about the health risks that are associated with these products, but also talking about, you know, the nicotine dependency that this person would be displaying. And, you know, having them carve out or rather paint out what a future with nicotine dependency looks like. You know, the fact that some of their money now moves away from other essential things that they may need or other things that they could be enjoying that aren't destroying their lives, you know. The fact that they could use that money for something else that actually is empowering them and actually moving them forward. So being able to have honest and frank conversation, but also seeking professional help is also an important thing for the person to recognize the fact that they do have a problem and for them to also be open to getting professional help to help them deal with the challenge that they have related to nicotine dependency so that they can find themselves not dependent on this. I think that's the best advice that we can give. We've dealt with a number of parents and a number of young people as well, because we run the national quit line in the country that you find on all tobacco packaging. And with that, we are able to sit down and, you know, and paint a picture and give these young people a view of, you know, what are the risks associated with this? How does it end up with risky behavior? And also whether this is something that is benefiting them or, you know, leading them into a life that, you know, might even end up being worse than what they had anticipated. So honestly, frank, honest conversations, but also allowing for the young people to open up, to talk about how did they get into the position that they're in? Why did they start experimenting with what they experimented in? And now that they're dependent, do they really want to, you know, break the dependency or break the chains? And how is it that a family is able to provide that support?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Ingrid Bami, once again, right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. And most importantly, thank you for educating, you know, our listeners about the dangers of smoking, particularly how it can affect women's health in variety of ways. For those who'd like to get in touch with your organization, especially that you are also a founding member of the South African Tobacco Free Youth Forum, perhaps if they'd like to contribute, they'd like to educate, they'd also like to, you know, take part in various initiatives that you hold. How can they do that?
Absolutely. So I think one, if you're listening and you're always wondering how it is that you're able to give help, whether you're a smoker yourself or someone in your family is a smoker, a friend, and you want to get help, there is the National Quit Line that is available, which is available seven days a week. From 8 a.m. to 5:30. So you're more than welcome to contact our quit number, which is 011-720-3145. I'm going to repeat that for our landline. It is 011-720-3145. Or you can hit us up on WhatsApp. We have a WhatsApp line where we have dedicated quit line officers that are available to help you through your quit journey. And that's on 072-766-4812, our WhatsApp line being 072-766-4812. And of course, you're more than welcome to follow any of our pages on social media. You can either search for ANCAS, which is the National Council Against Smoking, abbreviated NCAS, at ANCAS Quitline on all social media platforms, as well as with the South African Tobacco Free Youth Forum. They are also available on all social media platforms, abbreviated as SAT52030. And yeah, those are our contact details, and there will definitely be someone on the end of the line to be able to help you and assist you.
Amazing. Ingrid Bami, who is a project manager at the National Council Against Smoking and also a founding member of the South African Tobacco Youth Forum. She joined us on the line to talk to us about, you know, the awareness around smoking, especially how we can educate women to refrain, if possible, from smoking. Have a splendid evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was really great to be on this
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. Up next, we talking cervical cancer. That's coming up right after this.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.